Well, the government has confirmed this afternoon it'll be conducting a royal commission into union corruption and finances. The commission comes as yet more allegations of corrupt union officials emerged today in Australia's largest unions, and they were reported in Fairfax media. But union leaders are worried that this commission might be a way to just attack the union movement in Australia. Prime Minister Tony Abbott has said he wants the Royal Commission to shine a spotlight on the dark corners of national life. But to shine a light on the whole situation, we have reporter Emma Rennie with us in the studio. Emma, thanks for joining us.
No problem at all.
So what is the latest? This has just happened in the last hour or so. What have they said when they've announced this Royal Commission?
Well, it follows up an election promise that came out when they were running for government, the coalition was running for government, and this afternoon, as you said, just after 4 o'clock, Prime Minister Tony Abbott did confirm a royal commission into union governance and corruption, and that'll be headed by former High Court Justice Dyson Heydon. He wants it to start ASAP, basically, and he's going to recommend a reporting date by the end of the year. So by the end of the year, we should have a pretty good idea of corruption in Australia's unions. It is interesting to note, though, that he, in the terms of reference, he specifically noted the Transport Workers Union and the Electrical Trades Unions. Apparently, there's been some serious allegations regarding those two.
So there's been a lot about this in the media for quite a while now, though. Just how far back does it go? What do we already know and what sort of led up to this?
Well, there's been a few major union scandals in recent and not so recent years. I'm sure everyone remembers that during her time as Prime Minister, Julia Gillard was dogged by allegations of slush funds with her time at the Australian Workers Unions in the 1990s and her former boyfriend and colleagues back then. More recently, we've had Craig Thompson with the Health Services Union. He's currently facing 145 charges related to theft and fraud, allegedly related to his misuse of a union credit card. More recently still, the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union have been accused of being involved with organised crime figures in Australia and receiving pretty lucrative kickbacks for handing out contracts to the right people, basically. And just today, Fairfax Media have said that they've also been able to link the Plumbing Trades Employees Union to that kickbacks for contracts today as well.
Yeah, it's quite a list. I mean, in recent years that have sort of been dribbled out in the media. What are the unions saying, though? Because I guess, you know, the debate here is this endemic to the union movement? Is this sort of widespread, or is it a few bad apples? What are the union saying and the opposition saying about this?
Well, Bill Shorten and the rest of the Labor Party have been pretty vocal over the weekend and today that they believe this should be a police matter, not a politician matter. They think a task force from the AFP would be the best way to approach this. Obviously, the government disagrees. Meanwhile, the Australian Council of Trade Unions, they represent over 50 trade unions in Australia. They say this is an attack by the government on the union movement and workers' take-home pay. They're taking it quite personally. On the fact of smaller unions, this afternoon I spoke to Dr. Tony Sara. He's the president of the National and New South Wales branches of the Australian Salaried Medical Officers Association. They've only got around 10,000 members, but they support hospital doctors. And he said that whilst he supports, obviously, the eviction of any corruption in the labour movement, as I think we all do, even Labor and union supporters, he's worried that this could go a little bit further.
But the difficulty is that a fairly right-wing government may perceive that this is a way to get a royal commission going into the role of unions generally. It would take an enormous amount of time, resources, money to get an outcome, and maybe it will be used by the government to disempower unions generally, which in my view, our view, is not in the interests of our democracy.
And obviously, I spoke to him before Tony Abbott made his announcement. Sure. Obviously, Tony Abbott has reassured the public since then that he does want to specifically weed out corruption. He did say that he wants to protect the Australian worker.
Honest workers and honest unionists should not be ripped off by corrupt officials, and honest businesses should be able to go about their work without fear of intimidation, corruption, standover tactics.
So I guess it'll be interesting to see what emerges over the coming year in that Royal Commission. Emma, thanks for bringing us up to date with that announcement.
No problem at all.